game.
Chip, I think you're having problems with your phone, buddy. I have the show. Can anybody hear me? Hello, can anyone hear me? Is anybody out there in radio land? I can't hear anybody else. Oh, they hear me? I can't hear anybody. Evidently, we're having some kind of technical difficulty tonight. So you guys can hear me. I can't hear you. I can see in the chat room. So I don't know what's going on. I think this is the show that Chip intended to do sign language or something tonight. So, let's talk vision. I haven't been fishing in a long time. I've been able to get out the last few weekends, but, man, it just got cold here in Florida. So that's going to definitely change up the fishing. Fish are starting to move to the warm water haunts. Snook are moving up the rivers. We found some nice redfish up the rivers. Haven't heard anything about the power plants. This is typically the time of year the water starts cooling down. They all move into there.
And can you hear me now?
Hey, there he is. I hear you, Chip.
A little troubleshooting. So keep going, man. So the fish are moving in, you think?
Yeah. This is the time of year. I mean, it got really cold last night, so... The first part of the year, the first part of, fall, winter, and they start moving into the power plants, the cobia especially, that's when you got to get on them, because probably after about a month, they're so spooky, it's hard to get on them. And then the colder it gets, yeah, they move further up into our power plant, and you can't get in there because they have it all booed off and everything.
Hmm. They boom it off. What do they do?
Yeah,
that for?
Yeah, because you have a security zone around the power plant, so you know.
Okay.
And plus, you know, the manatees too. Yeah.
Yeah, the manatee huggers have to have their little space, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Chuck's here. Hello, Chuck.
Yo.
What's up?
What's up?
All right. So I've got the Chuck talking through his nose sound tonight. It sounds like you're on helium or something.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Does he sound funny to you, Bill?
Yeah, he sounds like he's on a... He's talking in a tin can and, right. and into the phone.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. Okay, so it's cold here, man. It's like 36 outside right now.
It's only 36 down here.
Yeah, well, it's probably the humidity.
It's probably 56.
Probably 56, yeah. Are they talking any, what's the forecast looking like for the next couple of weeks?
I haven't looked at the super forecast. The rest of this week is going to be gorgeous. It's going to be nice Saturday and Sunday, highs in the mid-70s, low 80s. It's going to be a little windy, but not too bad this weekend. So, yeah, it looks nice. Only thing is that, we just had that front come through, and now I think we're getting the high pressure to come in behind it. The fishing last weekend was terrible for me anyway, where we fished. I don't know if it was the moon phase or the high pressure. Could have been the ladyfish. There were acres upon acres, thousands and thousands of ladyfish. I've never seen that many of them.
Just acres of ladyfish. Do they like? Is that a spawning activity or something or what?
No, I mean they move up the river, but there is a lot of bait fish in the river right now. Just a little. Like little tiny glass minnow type bait. And I mean, everywhere you look, you can look up the river, and it was just ladyfish going nuts. They were everywhere.
They're just going after all them little bait fish, huh?
Just gorging themselves on those little bait fish.
Would have been a fun day to have a kid out, you know, and just let him catch ladyfish all day long.
Oh, yeah, it would have been a blast, even on an ultralight rod and reel. You know, they're fun to catch. But
yeah. It's like when you're up in Pensacola.
In the chat room if they're good to eat. Not really. They're real bony.
No, ladyfish are they're good bait.
Yeah, they make good cut bait.
Yeah, they make great cut bait. So, Yak Chum in the chat room there with us, R. Lee, some guests. Guests, you can join us. Sign in with your Facebook account or whatever. That'll get you into the chat room. But you got to log in to get access to be able to type in the chat room. Otherwise, you're just there to listen. Pop's in there with us. He's really gotten into the kayak fishing thing, man. He got him a crate built, and he's got him some stuff on the... some stakeout pole he's working on building him. He's getting ready to go, man. He's coming down with us Thanksgiving. So we're going to fish over there around River Palms and try to hit up to the no motor zone for a day. What do you think?
Sounds good.
Yeah, what do you think, Chuck? Is it going to be good weather for us?
Yeah, I've already spoken to college at the Olympic, know that that's mandatory.
Mandatory good weather.
Yeah.
No wind.
Wind not bad. If we have wind out of the north, it's not too bad. If we have wind out of the west, it's even better.
Uh-huh.
But anything but a south wind is good for the low zone.
Right. Cool. So I hope Yak Chum there, I hope he's, I'm talking over my VHF radio, so I'm sounding funny to them now.
Sound the same.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, Yak Chum is up there in the dark in Jersey. They lost their power again last night, so.
Mm.
Yeah, man. So we'll turn out our lights and we'll sit here in the dark and talk on Kayak Fishing Radio for you, man. We'll be all together. But, yeah, cool, man. So, yeah, we're looking forward to getting down for a week, just a couple of days. I actually have some family that live Jensen Beach, Port St. Lucie area, on my dad's side, cousins and great aunt. So be cool to get down there and see them. Plus, they've never met the clone, so I think the last time I saw him was about 20 years ago. So, so
you should take him to Chuck's Seafood.
Chuck's, the Dixie place there?
It's called Chuck's Seafood. It's on the Fort Pierce Inlet, just out from where you're going to be.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we'll go to Chuck's.
Good.
Yeah.
Great.
So what are they, you didn't get any fish last weekend though, you said?
I just was no red fish. We kind of explored a new area, and so we we weren't really looking to where we'd caught fish before, and then the tide bottomed out on us, and it just, if there's no water moving, then there's no fish biting.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So, what do we need to bring Chuck for baits, man? What are they hitting on right now over on your side?
I don't know, man. I mean, you can catch them on just about anything right now. They're just going nuts. But we've been taking most of our fish up off of the Slayer SSTs, the Shadtails. My buddy Alan was throwing the new SSTs that are similar to a Dart or to a, almost like a Cinco.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, they're not picky. I mean, the ones in the no motor zone, they're whatever. If you put it in front of their face, 9 times out of 10, they're going to eat it.
They're just eating it.
The spot fish, that is, yeah.
Yeah.
And every now and again, you'll get some bigger fish that'll that'll crush a soft plastic or a topwater plug. Because you got to remember, a lot of these fish that you guys are going to get to see, hopefully in February, and then also, too, when you come down, most of these fish have never even seen a lure, so, because they come down out of the space center. They're bred, you know, they're spawned up there, they just, you know, grow up there. It's a huge estuary that's up on the actual space center property stuff. I know you know about that, you've flown over it, but.
Yeah.
What was that?
That was the weather thing blasting my ears out.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Shadtail for me isn't working really good. I haven't switched off of what I've been throwing. I've been throwing the Slayer SSDs in the kicking off the chain color rigged on a jig head. Actually, I'll be honest, like, I've been using one of those Tommy head jigs.
Right.
And I love it. Great jig head. I mean, my hookup ratio is really good. I seem not to have to worry about hooking fish anywhere other than the roof of the mouth, which is nice. The particular jig head has the eye of the jig head is angled towards the front and is not, I don't know how to block out of it. You see the matter?
Yeah.
The eyes, like, yeah, it's kind of weird. It's like rotated or whatever, but it's nice. It's got nice action.
Cool, and it works with the darts and the paddle tails?
Well, no, my buddy Alan's been throwing the darts with the SSBs with weedless hooks. There's some patchy grass here and there. You'll see. We'll find edges of grass where, within 50 yards of the bank where it'll just be hit or miss grass spots. And it's not grass like you think of, like in the lagoon where it was like, thinner bladed grass. This is like really thick, dense, heavy grass. I don't really know how to explain it, but I don't worry about the grass this time of year. Most of what these fish are trying to feed on are crabs and shrimp right now. Over here, we don't have a whole lot of mullet left. So everything that comes out of grass has points on the shrimp do, the crabs do, and all that stuff. So they kind of drag grass around with them too. So that's caught plenty of. Been catching plenty of fish. I think our 2-day total in the no motor zone for me and Alan were 20 slot reds and probably close to that number in big trout, with my biggest trout being 27 inches that I didn't get a picture of, but whatever, I had witnesses. And my dad ended up catching himself a nice slot size red too, which is awesome.
Cool.
So it's been good. It's been really good. I mean, it's typical no motor zone fishing in beginning of November,
Awesome. And what do you see happening over on your side there, Bill?
Oh, just continuing the same.
Yeah.
This time of year is kind of a transition. The fish that will migrate to warmer water are already doing it.
Right.
And then you'll get a lot of the so trout right now is out, which is funny because, well, they're spawning, so this is the best time to catch some really big trout. And you can catch a lot of trout on the right tide.
Uh-huh.
Redfish will still be on the flats. They're cold water fish. They don't mind it too much. Snook have already moved up the rivers. Like I was talking about earlier, the warm water discharge at the power plants should be, pumping out right now. Good cobia, tarpon, sharks, you name it.
Cool.
A little bit of everything is in there. So,
what would you start throwing out there? What would be your go-to bait?
Same stuff. I don't switch. I will, throw the and I just happened to get some new Slayer Inc. SSB, calls them the Sinister Swim Bait.
Right.
It's just like it's like a gold dart, but it's a little thicker, a little longer, more robust, more durable than an exude dart.
Right.
I'll throw those. Work it a little slower. We're still throwing top waters in the morning here, so those are good. But I won't switch to something now when the winter time comes and it truly gets cold and the grass dies off. I will switch to my go-to used to be a 1/8 ounce chartreuse Slayer jig head with a DOA shad tail and golden brim. And that's all I threw, in the winter. That's all I throw. Because you can sight cast more here in the wintertime. The water clears up. And then that smaller bait, just, that dark color, for some reason, I think it might, resemble a crab color or something, but it's, bouncing along the sand edges and stuff. They seem to, really key in on it. And it's just been a great color to use. And that's what I'll throw practically all winter until it starts warming up again.
Right. Yeah, maybe that is looking for crustaceans and stuff when the bait moves out when it gets real cold.
Yeah. It's funny because they start to look for the small crabs. And we have these little clams that are about the size of your pinky fingernail.
Right.
And they'll just gorge themselves on those. I've filleted them out before and had them just, their stomachs just packed with those things.
Huh.
And then as spring rolls around, it'll be little baby shrimp. You know, they'll key in on those. But, that's the bait that I use. So this year it'll be the swim tail from Slayer in that same color, and I'll see how that works this way.
Okay. Cool. Now, I mean, you hear I forget the name of the show, but it was on the World Fishing Network, you know, and they were talking about transitioning into colder weather fishing. And they slow down a lot, freshwater guys, like to slow the baits down. You do the same thing?
Yeah. When the water gets really cold, you slow down because, you know, the fish aren't nearly as active. And that's why sight fishing is so great because
you get up on
the
flats. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you put it in front of them, they're going to eat it.
Right.
It's reaction. So, otherwise, I mean, one of the most favorite things I do with fish the deeper canals and with a DOA glow shrimp, let it hit the bottom and then just drag it as slow as I could, just drag it along the bottom.
Yeah.
And something will hit it.
Just wait for that reel music, right? Chuck is saying cold water equals fly fishing. You like to tell us about that, Chuck? What's up with that?
Just what Bill just said. The fish is still lethargic in the wintertime when that water gets nice and cold. That they're easy targets for the most part when you find good clean water. They're super lazy, and that's why. Again, as you pointed out, with the small clams, most of their forage is made up of snails, clams, small crabs, horseshoe crabs, even horseshoe crabs, shrimp, that kind of thing, because they don't have to work very hard to find it. They don't have to over-exert themselves to chase it down. Once you find that an area that's got some fish that are laid up, and you lay a fly out in front of them and skip the past ahead, 9 times out of 10, they're going to eat it, and at least take a swipe at it, or at least maybe even just follow it. I've had them before where they just come out of a little pothole, and they'll swim in behind it and kind of follow it and follow it and follow it, and you can drop it 6 or 7 times. They just never commit, but it's fun. It's a fun time. This is my favorite time of year to target big trout because they're really easy to find and really easy to catch, at least over here. You'll have days between the Indian River, the Banana River, and the Motor Zone and the Mosquito Lagoon. You'll have days where you have a hard time finding trout under 20 inches, which is a good problem to have. But super shallow water, anything from like 6 inches, literally, all the way up to about 2.5 feet, and preferably areas with lots of sand. And you can usually sight fish these big trout in the wintertime, where obviously normally in the summer or in the spring, you'd never think about trying to sight fish a giant trout, at least, you know, one that you can see very close to your kayak. But it's fun, you know, topwater plugs, like Bill said. The Spook King is my favorite. Last year, it produced a ton of fish for me. And the trout will eat the same thing that fish. They'll gobble up cat tails or jerk shad, relay shrimp, or relay bait busters if they're fish slow enough.
Are they hitting any topwater over there?
Yeah, they're crushing topwaters over here, man. It's been pretty good. I haven't been drilling a whole lot of topwaters and one day they'll chase the top water down, you know, the next day they don't want nothing to do with it. So I've been picking up so many big trout on the plastics that I haven't had to do it. But you know, for sure once that water gets a little bit more chilly, they'll eat a top water plug. It doesn't matter how cold the water gets. You just gotta work it really, really slow.
Yeah, real slow. Get one of those the ones with the little knocker in them, so that you can just like twitch it a little bit and make that little rattling noise and move them real slow.
Yeah, that's why I like the Spruzzini, because it's got a really good rattle in it.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, if you got a little bit of wind chop on the surface, it's even better for me anyway, because you curl that thing out as far as you can possibly get it and almost just let it lay there for a good 15 to 20 seconds. And sometimes you'll get fish that'll come up and just crush it just because it's sitting there bobbing around in the chop, you know, making that knocking noise. But yeah, last year, man, was an epic year for us over here on Big Trout. And if we get a mild enough winter, I think we'll have just to say it's not even better. So the pure numbers of fish that we've been seeing are just ridiculous. Shit. I mean, I've never laid eyes on so many big trout in my entire life.
Oh. Well, I mean, are the weather guessers hinting at a mild winter this year? You guys seen anything like that? I mean, are they talking like it could get really cold, or?
I haven't seen anything yet about winter forecast.
Yeah. It's climate change.
Typically it seems like whenever we have a relatively busy storm season, we get somewhat of a mild winter. At least that's the way that I've kind of noticed the trend to be. I'm not a meteorologist by any stretch of the imagination, but you know, last year there were quite a few named storms as well, and we didn't really get too terribly cold or too terribly long. And I'd actually say the year prior to that too, it wasn't too terribly bad. We've definitely seen a comeback in the Smith population, which has been really good, really encouraging. So that's a good indication that the water has stayed relatively warm for the last couple of years. But, you know, it's anybody's guess, man. Let's just all hope and pray that we get a mild winter, because, like I say, if we do, come February, the trout fishing will be stupid. I mean,
right.
Those guys in Virginia Beach are all wanting to come down and, oh, yeah, show us big trout. If you want to see one, you'll see plenty. Because they're thick, definitely thick.
They get a little break during the winter to where they can don't have to use so much of their body mass to stay alive, and the water keeps warm. They'll keep their mass, and it'll be good for the February. Yeah, we're only 99 days in a wake up, man, to the boondoggle.
Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Yep.
That never gets old.
Thanks to Steve Chapman and Fishing Florida Radio. If you guys haven't listened to their show, Saturday morning, 6 to 9, just go to fishingfloridaradio.com and click on listen to the live link. You can even got a little camera. You can see them in the station. They're going to be Gumbo Palooza this weekend, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Gumbo Palooza over at Fish on Fire. Placed it off of 528, heading into Orlando. It should be a good time. Unfortunately, I won't be able to make that. I want to, but we got a wedding to go to. I extended a boondoggle invitation out to the brothers from Swamp Brothers.
Oh, okay.
So Bobby and his brother there, and I'll tell you, it's I wouldn't doubt if they showed up. They're good people, man. They love to kayak. In fact, every year they put on a paddle-like paddle-a-thon, if you will. They paddle from, like, Miami or something like that all the way down to Key West.
Right.
Money for the Cancer Foundation, so... I know that there's quite a few people that wouldn't mind seeing them at the boondoggle, Snake Girl being one of them, and then I saw that Chris Lozier was asking about, maybe running over there and seeing their place, because it's only about 2 hours from the new Motor Zone, so.
Holly's going to want to go see it. You know that, right?
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. Maybe we can just kill two birds with a stone, where we can just get them to come out and bring out some fun stuff.
You get them just to come visit with us.
Yeah, get them to come out and just visit with us and kayak with us, you know, and kind of maybe even talk a little bit about what they do. And, you know, it'd be cool. Kind of one of those things, like while we're eating or something like that, just be able to chit chat with those guys. Super nice, man. I mean, two of the nicest guys I've ever met. I had the pleasure of doing that celebrity bartending thing with them, so that was pretty cool. But
right.
Super nice guys, like I said, they're just out of their damn mind for what they do. Like Holly.
Yeah. Chasing snakes and gators and stuff, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but all right, cool. Well, looking forward to that. Hoping the weather stays mild and everything. Actually, I'm looking forward to just 2 weeks from now and getting down and getting a little bit of fishing under my belt. It's been too long. Virginia was fun. Virginia was actually, you know, we were talking about there for a second for the fish coming up on the flats. When we were up on that big bar, it was really cool because when the water got up over the top of that sand, you know, and you were about ankle deep in it, you could just tell the difference in the temperature. It was amazing. And the water hadn't been there that long. It came in as we were out there. And just as soon as that water got up on top of that sandbar and it got, you know, fish deep, it warmed up just like that. So for those of you looking for places in the winter where the fish are going to be, that they know it gets warm up there and they get up there and go after it. So very cool. So get the guys from Moonshiners. You want some moonshine there, Bill?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, just saying, man. Just saying. Well, you know, Colorado and Washington State now, you could go out there and get the legal Rocky Mountain High, so. Bunch of knuckleheads out there. But anyways, Cap D is going back to Virginia Beach first week of December for some trophy stripers. That's cool. And, if you haven't seen it yet on Facebook there, Kevin has just put out his kind of a teaser for his next video for the Big Reds at the CVBT. And that is pretty awesome. Out there fishing underneath the bridge and stuff. Seeing those guys pulling in them big 40, 50-inch reds. It's crazy. So check it out, kayakkevin.com. And I think it's circulating around on the Facebook pages there. So if you don't know who Kayak Kevin is, he's an interesting fellow to take a look at some of his videos. Puts out some pretty nice work, too. All right, well, that's about all I got in me tonight, man. I've been overworked. I've been working too much for a government employee the last couple of weeks, so. So, anyways. All right, Bill, so you going out this weekend, man?
Yeah, I'll be out Sunday with a couple guys, so.
How's the Howl chapter doing over there?
It's slow.
Slow?
Yeah, slow, very slow. I don't think we're going to be able to overcome the hurdles that we have. I was invited to go up to Jacksonville and fish with those guys up there. They have about 160 people showing up on Sunday. So, but I'm not going to be able to make that one. So I'm wishing those guys good luck up there.
Definitely. I know Melita and Charlie and them will be up there. So,
yeah.
All right, man. Well, if you see Becker, man, let him know we're thinking about him too.
Yeah, I haven't talked to Greg. I don't know what's going on. The last I talked to him was over the weekend. His son Robert did real well.
Yeah.
In the Weekend Warrior fishing tournaments, it's a shame that they didn't structure that a little bit better for the kids.
Right.
Because, you know, Robert Robert, under his own power, paddled out in his own kayak and with his own equipment and some brand new lures that that somebody supplied him with.
Right.
And he caught a really nice redfish, you know. And he was competing. They just lumped all the kids together.
Really?
So he was competing with kids in a boat, which, you know, they had somebody drive them to a spot, and then they, you know, they could use live bait. And so I was kind of a little disappointed in that. I think they should have geared that a little bit toward, more toward the kids instead of
right.
the grown-ups.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, tight lines to you, man. We'll check you out next
week.
All right,
buddy.
All right, you take care.
Later.
All right. Chuck.
Go.
Going to a wedding this weekend. That means no fishing, right?
Yeah. I'm going to the wedding's on Saturday, and then Sunday we've got a birthday party to go to at this place called Tuna Lakes.
Oh.
So I will be bringing along some bass stuff. I'm sure to walk around the lake and kind of get some bass.
There you go.
I definitely want to get back out on the water here shortly, man. Back up in the motor zone. I'm getting a pretty good pattern on those fish right now, knowing where they're at and what they're doing, and so it's pretty good. Real quick, next year, I know it's next year, but look for a big kayak fishing tournament to be taking place here on the Space Coast.
Cool.
I got some very interested parties. Actually, I was approached by the guys from Fishkins Apparel, who are very good friends of mine, and they put on a tremendous inshore tournament every year. In fact, it's this weekend as well. And they have a very high interest in doing something with kayakers specifically. So we'll definitely want to put that together, make it a reality. And as Hayward was saying, that, you know, some of the problems sometimes with tournaments is they're not geared very well around kids or kids' divisions or whatever, and that's definitely something we're going to take into account and try and work on. And then, I don't know if you saw, but picked up another sponsor for our raffle. Bending Branches is going to, again, donate another paddle this year.
There you go.
For February. And then, well, I'll just go ahead and tell you. Big news so far is Jackson Kayaks has agreed to donate a boat to our raffle.
Uh-oh.
So I dropped that on your show.
You dropped it on my show that we're going to have a Jackson Kayak for a door prize, huh?
Yeah, that would be correct.
Do we know what model it is, or?
Not sure just yet. They threw a model name at me, and I wasn't real enthused about it, but I'm definitely pushing for one of the Cudas, either a 12 or 14. But, you know, I guess
one of those new glow-in-the-dark ones, man.
Yeah, I wish. That would be awesome. But, you know, so that's cool. I definitely appreciate Jackson for stepping up and agreeing to take care of us on that end. Now let's just hope that the dominoes fall the way that I hope they will, and we still have a few more boats to go along with that one.
That'd be fun,
so
I've got soft
guesses from three other kayak manufacturers.
Cool.
So, yeah. I'm not
right.
saying nothing until that's all said and done. And it's,
not saying
you know,
nothing, man.
Official.
Right.
But there you go. Jackson's definitely doing something.
Well, you guys listening to the podcast here, if you're seeing us on Facebook and all for the Boondoggle, February 15th through the 18th at Merritt Island, the No Motor Zone, we're going to be at Cars Park. Chuck's doing an outstanding job setting the bar even higher. Every stinking Boondoggle we do, the bar gets set a little bit higher. So the Lozier set it up there real high, and Chuck's going after it. So, you see the list of sponsors there on our Facebook page, Kayak Fishing Radio, yakangler.com/boondoggle. Make sure you stop by and tell those folks thanks, that we appreciate it, and that we talk about their gear and we use their gear. I mean, that's the whole idea behind this boondoggle thing, is to get out there and talk kayak fishing and fish, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've got another, I think, dozen or so people in bands I need to put up for additional sponsors that have come forward. I just haven't done the daily plugs like I was before, but I'll get back on it now that I've got a little bit more time to update those things.
You getting some posters up, man?
I'm just going to go do that probably the beginning of next week.
Okay, cool.
I'll go take care of it and get some things put around here and over in Orlando and stuff. I got some friends over in Orlando and Tampa that agree that they helped to spread it out. So.
Cool. So you know you're an official poster child now.
I am. I saw that. And it's interesting. I'm not real sure how I feel about it, but you know what? At the end of the day, if it helps to bring more people to the Boondoggle, so be it.
Awesome, man.
You know, I got a guy that's more – this is – I know you want to get off, man, but this is a really cool story. The guy came into the shop today. I went in there today to help out, and first time looking at kayaks, came in, kind of had an idea of what he wanted. We got to talking a little bit. We started off looking at a non-angler version of the Redfish 12, and which, by the way, for all of you folks listening, if you're thinking about getting into kayaking or you want to buy a kayak for your son, daughter, loved one, whatever, for Christmas, that's a great boat at a great price point. That boat retails for $599.
The little Redfish 12?
Yeah, Redfish 12 stripped down with no rod holders.
It's an awesome little boat.
Yeah, with the angler package, it's like runs right around like $739, so whatever. But yeah, you can. We were sitting there talking about it, whatever, and he was building interest in all things kayaking. He's been on yakangler.com several times. He says. Said that he saw some pictures of guys standing up in their boats and all this stuff. He wants a boat he can stand in. He wants a boat that's really stable, so on and so forth. He's an older gentleman.
Right.
So we moved from the Redfish 12 over to the Wilderness Systems Ride 11.5.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we decided to go with. Was the,
very cool.
Yeah, 11.5, which was awesome. And he's super excited about the Boondoggle. He thinks the name is super funny. It doesn't make much sense, but he's going to go with it. He's going to invite some of his newfound friends in his condo complex to come out and join us too. So please do me a favor, everyone that's listening. Make sure you invite people to come out with you. We want this to be a great event. We want everybody to be able to show up and have a good time. I've got two ladies that are going to be joining my wife and I that have never been in a kayak and are going to just go and have a great time. So.
Yeah,
that's what it's all about, you know. We talked about it before, Chip. You know, we definitely want to get new people involved in sports. So, and with all of the vendors that are showing up, all of the demo type stuff that's going to be there and be available for you to try out, it's going to be killer. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun, man. You're doing a great job, buddy. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate all you're doing.
No worries. It's actually a really good time setting this stuff up, man. I think I missed my calling.
Well, you're not that old, man. Keep going. Start making some cards. All right, buddy.
Yeah, let's see if we can get Kevin and them guys to come down. You know, that's who Kevin just joined today in the chat room. And,
yeah, I see him.
It'd be cool to get Kevin and Troy to come on down. I know that they may have some prior commitments or whatever that particular weekend, but it'd be interesting to let them fish that super shallow stuff that they're not quite accustomed to.
Right. See Kevin casting a rod instead of just dropping a big bait down to the bottom there. So, all right, buddy.
All right, buddy.
You take care, man. We'll be talking at you here. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, man. Do the same. Tell the family said hello and everybody out there. God bless. Take it easy.
Will do. All right, folks. I see Kevin just showed up, man. Kevin's new vid is on there. Arlie put it up in the chat room. If you haven't seen it, check out Kayak Kevin, his Facebook page, kayakkevin.com, CBBT, Big Reds, serious mad kayak fishing skills around the pylons of the bridge, man. It's very sick. And Chuck dropped it there just a few seconds ago for you guys who just joining us. And if you're listening to the podcast, the Boondoggle, February 15th through the 18th, we're going to have – we just found out tonight. Chuck let it out of the bag that Jackson Kayak is going to donate a boat for one of the door prizes. So we're going to have a boat for the Boondoggle. All right, so somebody's going to go home with a new Jackson Kayak. We don't know what model yet, but it's a free boat. Cool. All right, guys. Yak Chum, hopefully you get your power turned back on. Anybody else that's in there, man, if you're up there suffering still from the storm, man, we feel for you. Let us know if we can do anything for you. We boxed up a bunch of stuff for a family that we know through our riding group and sent about a 60-pound box full of clothes and stuff up there for some folks. So let us know what we can do. And we're dreaming of warm waters and catching fish with you next time. So thanks for joining us. That's about all I've got for tonight. Chuck will kick it off again on Monday. So have a good weekend. Tight lines. Take a kid fishing. And y'all stay warm up there in the north. Talk to you later. We're out.